This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Love, beloved, is the answer. Love is the answer. I believe it's the only answer. I don't believe there is another answer. When God commissioned me to bring the word that I bring, He commissioned me to bring a word about love. That's it. That's all I've got in my bag. I've got nothing else. We have just found out, we've just heard, I'm going to mention that name again, Worship Radio 247. I'm going to mention that name because we have been invited by one of the most dangerous and secure prisons in the United Kingdom to bring Worship Radio 247 into the prison.
Hallelujah.
It took some doing. Mm-hmm. It took getting the pastor on side. The pastor is a wonderful, wonderful man of God. He's born again of the Spirit of God. He's lovely, Paul. But I had to go and see him and have a long meeting with him. And he said, well, oh gosh, I don't think this is going to happen, David. I've got to be honest with you. You're asking a lot here. What I was asking for was to bring Worship Radio 247 into the prison so that when they go into the chapel, which they often do, it'll be played the whole time. Worship, 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 Word of God. Played the entire time, 24 hours a day. That was the first thing. And he said, that's a no-no for a start off. He said, I can tell you now. And then I said, well, I want to interview the guys so I can broadcast their stories. And he said, I don't think that's going to happen either, but I'll certainly do my best. I'll put in place all the permissions and stuff. He wrote to me this week, and he said, all permissions have been granted.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that brilliant? That's a wall coming crashing down right there.
Amen.
Okay, we're going to need some money, so dig deep, people, because it's going to take some dosh. It really is going to take some money, some funding. But I don't care about that. I'm not even thinking that far ahead. Not only that, but we will be on air with Worship TV very, very soon.
Wow.
The delay's Martin's now, it's his fault. Because Martin's the one who's putting it together. He's the guy that's designed it. He's the guy that's putting all the equipment together. He's the guy that's doing all the wiring and the plugging in here and the plugging in there. It's him. Stand with him. So if it doesn't happen, he's to blame. No one else. He has the funding for that. So that is a go. That's happening. Already we've had commitments from two networks in the US and one in Europe, Gospel TV, which goes out to 71 different countries. So Worship TV will be on the air very, very soon. And we're also going to go live every so often on a Friday for a half an hour, for 30 minutes, and then all of the programs that go to air will be on YouTube, so they're going to be widely available. But that's because of God.
Amen.
And all it will be is God's love, God's love, God's love, God's love, God's love, God's love, the whole time, God's love. And people around the world are being impacted by God's love.
Amen.
We're constantly getting emails from Singapore, from Japan, we're getting emails from Malaysia, from Russia, from Iraq, from Iran, all over the globe, we're getting emails telling us how God is impacting their lives with worship and His love. Mm-hmm. Is that not amazing?
Yes. Amen.
And I give the glory to Almighty God.
Amen.
The only way we are going to win this battle, and I'm going to close now, the only way we're going to win this battle seriously is to understand God's love, firstly, number one, in our lives, and number two, passing it out. And it's not a pretend love. It's not going up to someone and saying, "Oh, I love you, but get away from me, I don't want to speak to you anymore." It's, "I love you, how can I help? What can I do? How can my life, intertwining with your life, change your life for the better?" And that is how this church is going to mould together. I cannot stress this highly enough. The only way that you are going to get this church to grow is to love one another. Before I close, I want you to be honest, and this is going to be really hard for some of you, I know that. Just put your hand up real quick if you don't love yourself. One. Thank you. I want you to be honest. It's not a big deal, this. I'm going to tell you something really quick that's going to change that too. Thank you. I know there's more. Be honest. Do you love yourself? When you look in the mirror, do you say, "Oh, baby, I love you"? If you don't, stick your hand up. You see? You stick your hand up and it's fun and it's funny, but listen to me. God wants you to look at yourself in the mirror and say, "Gosh, I love you." Because he says in his word, love your neighbour as what? Well, if you can't love yourself, how can you love your neighbour? You have no choice. This isn't... Do you know what, David? I love you so much, you handsome beast. You are absolutely magnificent. Just look at you. And God, you're gorgeous. That's vanity. That's vanity. But what is real is this. I see what you've done in my life. Lord God Almighty, and I love everything you've done in my life, and therefore, because of that, Lord, I love me. That's what it's all about. Loving yourself because of what God has done in your life. Do you want that?
Amen.
Well, if you want that, look at yourself in the mirror, and this is going to be fun. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, "Do you know what, God? When you made me, you did not make a big mistake. You really cocked up with me, Lord." If you confront to look at yourself in the mirror and say, "You've made a mess, Lord," well, good luck with that! Because you see, when you look at yourself in the mirror, he actually hasn't messed up at all.
Amen.
It's you that messed up. And as soon as you can get that into your minds, as soon as you can figure out that it's you that messed up and not Almighty God, you watch your life take off. You watch your life change as you realize that what God did in your life was something unique and beautiful. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word, Lord, and we give you honour, and we give you glory, and we give you power as we say, Lord, we worship you, and we love you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen.
Thank you, David.
Okay.